Welcome back to another episode of Never Always Changing, the podcast where we embrace life's twists, turns, and lessons, one episode at a time. I'm Stephen London, and today we're diving into a topic that's been heavy on my mind, and I'm sure on yours as we step into 2025. New year, same me. Yep, that's right. It's not giving new year, new me, y'all. The way I see it, life feels like a train, and we've been on this train for a very long time. And with every new year, it's like pulling into a station, right? You're checking the engine, letting some passengers off, picking up new ones, and getting ready for the next leg of the journey. This year, I'm realizing a few things. I have to be okay with the people who got off the train. I need to stop waiting for those who said they joined me but never did. And I need to trust that my train is still on the right track. This episode is about embracing where you're headed without abandoning the goals you've already set forward for yourself. It's not about reinventing yourself just because the calendar flipped another month, day, or year. It's about staying the course, making adjustments, and keeping faith in your journey. So, let's check in on where our trains are heading and talk about how to keep moving forward. This is Never Always Changing. Okay, it's time for Hot Topics, and I wanted to talk about someone who is the ultimate conductor of her own train and journey, and that is the one, the only, Beyoncé Giselle Knowles-Carter, period. Beyoncé reminded us once again why she is truly the queen of music and performances and all the things, because if you didn't watch Beyoncé Bowl on Netflix, I advise you to go ahead and press pause on this and go watch that and then come back, because it really was incredible. Watching her, I couldn't help but to think about how she moves on her own timeline with her own vision and completely, completely unbothered by outside pressures. Her process reminded me of what it means to stay on your own train and the importance of staying on your own train. Beyoncé doesn't rush to the next station just because someone else is. She plans meticulously, she takes her time, and when she finally arrives, it's nothing short of breathtaking. And here's what really stood out to me. Every time she does something new, the world immediately jumps into thought pieces about what she's going to do next. It's like the global conversation becomes its own community, feeding into her creativity and amplifying her message, which is exactly what she wants you to do if you think about it. So what's the lesson in all of this? I think the lesson is that you have to be clear and intentional about what you want to do, because people are always watching and speculating. You have to use that energy to push yourself forward and not let the pressure of expectations derail you. Beyoncé, if you are part of the Beehive and a Beyoncé fan like me, this is something that she constantly talks about, right? Taking control of her own narrative, taking control of her own train. And it started very, very early on when she decided to part ways with her father as her manager. And she wanted to set boundaries and really let him know, like, hey, listen, it's time for me to be the conductor of my own train. It's time for me to be in charge. I need you to go back into your own lane, which is the father lane. It's funny because we keep using this train thing as an analogy, but really there's so many layers to it, right? The importance of staying in your lane, the importance of assigning people their own train and their own jobs and their own responsibilities. And for such a long time in her career, he was in charge of the train, and it just no longer made sense to where she was trying to go and the message that she wanted to share with those who were getting on her train. And so, bigger than Texas Hold'em, bigger than the incredible notes that she hit at the end, bigger than the incredible harmony of it all that happened in 16 Carriages, I think it's important to remember that your final destination is bigger than you. I think it's your due diligence and your duty to be clear and intentional about where you're heading, who you want on your journey with you, how much of you is in control, and how much do you trust the process? How much do you trust your route? And what can you do to secure your route? There's a lot to learn here. Beyoncé continues to be, for me, the bar. And I'm just excited that I get to live in the same timeline as her and compare my journey and my train to hers, because there's so much to learn from her. Okay, now that we've talked about staying the course like Beyoncé, let's dive into how you can apply that same energy to your own journey this year. It's time for the main dish, so grab a snack and come on back. All right, it's time for the main dish, and I want to dish it out with y'all. There's three things that I think we need to do together, okay, as a community to stay on track this year, especially in 2025. There's a lot going on, as you guys know, and I think it's important that we create benchmarks and goals and kind of a little agenda, if you will, for ourselves to kind of stay the course. And the first thing I like to do is actually, I use this first step to really create this map, if you will, for the rest of the year for myself and my train. I like to call it the 30-60-90 rule. And no, this is not a 30-60-90 dating game rule, but more or less of thinking of the first 90 days of the new year to run maintenance, if you will, on your train. I like to use this time to tie up loose ends from last year and plan for what's ahead. This is a perfect time for you to adjust your route, refuel, map out your next moves, but you don't have to feel pressure to reach the final destination just yet. The goal is steady progress, but not instant arrival. Instant arrival means crash out, period, full stop. Like, getting there ahead might cause you to crash in with another train, which is a crash out. Getting there too late means that somebody that was supposed to maybe get on or off your train at that moment is not going to have that opportunity because you're not running on schedule. So I like to think of the first 30 days to really focus on what is something from Q4 of 2024 that I need to wrap up, or what is something that I really like most urgently need to just kind of get out the way. This could be, for me, for example, is a fitness goal and journey. My birthday's in a couple of weeks, and I set a number on the scale that I want to hit by my birthday. And so I'm using the first 30 days of the new year to really work towards that goal and to really work towards that number, right? Like, okay, I didn't meet the number at 12:31:24 at 12 a.m. on the dot. Does that mean that I'm now gonna give up? No, girl, like, you have to keep going. You're gonna use the first 30 days to recap and really work towards that and try to close up and meet that number. For the remaining 60 and 90 days, for the following 30 days, I like to really sit down and think about, what does the rest of the year look like for me? At a very, very high level, is there any places I really want to travel to? Is there any new goals I want to set for myself? Is there a project that I want to kick off and complete by the end of the year? And what are the things that I need to do and lay out and put in place in order to make that happen? Lastly, for the 90 days, for the last 30, I like to come up with just kind of a way to recharge, refuel, regroup, and like execute my plan. I think a lot of times we kind of like feel like, okay, I have my list, I have my to-do list, I know what I need to do, now go. And I'm sorry, y'all, but I'm just not subscribing to that rat race anymore. Like, I'm not living my life that way. In the name of Beyonce knows, y'all gonna get the visuals when y'all get the visuals, okay? Like, you cannot rush perfection. You cannot rush greatness. And your plans and the way that you look at your life and the things that you want for yourself and the way you look at yourself should always be greatness, and greatness cannot be rushed. So before I kick off my to-do list, before I kick off my world tour, before I kick off production on the visuals or whatever the reference is, I need to give my train some rest. So within those first 90 days, I always like to plan some type of very relaxing trip. And I'm talking about like some substantial time off. I understand this is a luxury. Not everyone has the capability of doing this. I am going to be going away for a full week with my friends for my birthday, and that will be kind of my way to recharge. But you can do this in a lot of ways. It doesn't take a trip out of the country in order to recharge. It could be making sure that you're taking out an hour or two out of your day to motivate yourself in a way that's going to help you with your self-wealth. That could be a workout, that could be yoga, that could be writing things down in a journal, that could be taking a class, a course, that could be picking up a new hobby, that could be just teaching yourself how to cook something that you always wanted to learn how to cook. You need to find a way to do something that's going to bring your life a little bit of peace, a little bit of relaxation, a little bit of joy. So that way, when it's time to let the train take off and really be that conductor that you need to be, you are rest up, you are relaxed, you feel rejuvenated, you feel clear-minded, and most importantly, motivated to do what you need to do. If you rush to, if you rush through it, if you're trying to move a million miles per hour, you're gonna end up crashing out, girl. And that's not hot. I'm not trying to crash out in 2025. I'm not. I will try my best not to. All right. And moving on to our next major key, you have to just go through it, darling. This is literally what I wrote down. It's just like, sometimes we want to hop off the train at the first sign of trouble, but that's not how growth works. If you didn't learn a lesson from last year, it's going to follow you until you do. So face the damn challenge, ride them out, and trust that every bump in the track is getting you closer to where you are meant to be. That's it. That's the key. That's all I really want to say. I wrote that down and I low-key like full stop on that. You have to go through it, my love. Like, you have to go through the station. You have to go through the you have to. And use your 30 and 60 and 90 days to go through it, right? Like, that's the beauty about time, is that we are in control, y'all. Like, we decide what this new year can be for us. And like I said, new year, same me, girl. Like, it's the same list from last year. And I'm gonna use this 30 and 60 and 90 to go through it, period. The third and final thing on the main dish section is that I want you to remember that this year is the year of you, okay? I want to talk about choosing yourself and the importance of choosing yourself. This year, I want you to treat your train like it's first class. You come first, period. I'm going to take a moment to say this. I recently started traveling first class a lot, just more often, and that has nothing to do with the fact that I think I'm that girl and like looking forward to spending thousands of dollars on flights. It's just because since I travel so much for work, I've been able to rack up a lot of points. And so through my point system, I've been able to take advantage of upgrades and cheaper upgrades and things like that. However, honey, let me tell you, I don't think I can ever go back to basic economy or even Delta Comfort at this point. When you fly first class, when you ride your life in first class, you get a taste to see of how good it can be. You get to see how you deserve to be treated. I've been taking that mindset. I've been thinking about how I feel and the easiness, right? Of like, I can board first. I can get off first. There's always going to be space for my luggage. I'm greeted with a glass of Prosecco. I am going to have a lovely meal if the flight is long enough. I'm being constantly asked, am I good? And I thought about all of these things that are happening, and I'm like, this is nothing out of the ordinary or extraordinary, but it's the attention to detail and prioritizing and thinking about myself during this moment, when a lot of times we get on planes and are just worried and thinking about, we need to get there, we need to get there, and we need to think about so much all the fun that we're going to have when we get there. Well, girl, what about enjoying the journey? What about enjoying the process? What about finding joy in getting there? Oh, wait, she's cooking, honey. I'm spitting. Wait, hold on. That's a word. Because when you really think about it, no, like, that's really what it means to treat your life like first class. Why not enjoy the journey? Why not elevate the experience for yourself? Why not be kind? Treat yourself to the Prosecco. Treat yourself to the nice food. Treat yourself to the bigger and more comfortable seat. You get what I'm trying to say? Yes, you are going to Mexico or going back home to see your family or going on that Euro trip you always wanted, right? And so you're like, whatever, I don't care. I'll sit in the back. I'll take a sleeping pill and I'll just sleep these 8 hours or 4 hours or 2 hours. Why? I mean, yeah, if you want to rest, girl, rest, but why not rest in comfort? Why not rest with your feet up? Do you hear what I'm trying to say, y'all? Like, you have to treat your life and your train this year like it's first class. I'm not going for it otherwise if you don't. I'm sorry. Like, we can't be friends if you're not. If nothing else from Never Always Changing, I want you to take that, okay? Like, treat your life like first class. This is the year of you, okay? Choosing yourself means making those hard decisions about what you need to do to get to your destination. Sometimes that means letting the doors close, even when it's hard. But here's the thing. Holding the train at the station might delay you from something even better waiting for you at the next stop. Oh, one more time. One more time. Holding the train at the station might delay you from something or someone even better waiting for you at the next stop. So, what are we learning, you guys? 30, 60, 90. Use your 30, 60, and 90 days of the year to run maintenance. Get yourself together. Two, While you are there, why are you running that maintenance? You have to go through it. Think about the speed bumps. Think about the hard stops in the track, right? Think about the things where the train did get delayed. Think about the things where you felt like you should have got to the next station faster or earlier. Or think about the people that got off your train. Why did they get off the train? Think about the people that were supposed to get on and didn't. Why didn't they? Go through it. Use those 30 and 60 and 90 days to go through the things, because guess what? Whatever lessons you didn't learn last year, you're sure as hell going to have to learn them again this year. And you're going to keep learning the same thing. You're going to keep running into the same speed bump over and over and over again if you don't face your battles. And most importantly, my third bullet point, this is the year of you. So treat your train like it's first class. You come first. It's not just about where your train is going. It's also about enjoying the luxury and the moments of the journey along the way. So don't forget to choose yourself. Don't forget to face the hard decisions, and don't forget about your destination, because when you know where you are going, you will always be okay. That is all I have for the main dish. We have our Fave 4 up next. And so grab a snack. Come on back. Welcome back. And as we continue to talk about the train, let's stay on track and shift gears to my Fave 4. And for this Fave 4, I want to talk about four goals that I want to kind of set forward / think about for this new year of 2025, and specifically kind of what I'm going to be thinking about in these first 30, 60, 90 days. Like, I think these four things on my list are really what I'm working and focusing, if you will. Like, it's almost serving as my agenda for these 30, 60 to 90 days. So number one on the list is my fitness journey / workout era. This year, I really want to commit to feeling good, looking good in my body, and really being accountable and showing up for myself. From everything to what I'm putting in my body and how does it make me feel? How do I feel after I eat it? What do I want to do after I eat? And also, like, how do I feel when I work out? How do I feel when that post-sweat feeling? I mean, I don't know about you, but like, I am finding a kick and a joy, the endorphins of it all that's being released after cardio. I mean, I just feel like I can tackle the world. And so I want to really prioritize and centralize fitness in a way that I've never done before. I don't need a six pack. Let's be clear. I don't want no six pack, girl. Like, that's not even, I'm a fashion girl. Like, I'm not even trying to give that. I'm joking, I'm not a fashion girl. But the point is, like, I just want to be slim thick. Like, I have my ideas of what I want my body to look like, and as you should as well. Don't let the world, the media, a podcast, a GLP, a TikTok, anybody, an influencer, don't let nobody tell you what your body should look like. We all have our own ideas. We all have our own goals. So whatever that journey and workout era looks like for you, that's your business, okay? Period. Okay, so that's number one. Number two on the list is that I want to dedicate more time to personal projects. So from this podcast to other passion projects, it's all about making time for the things that matter the most to you. And I think that part of how can we upgrade our lives to that first class experience is by creating time for the things that we care about the most. I really, really, really love doing this podcast. I have learned so much about myself. I am learning so much about y'all. I feel like y'all are learning so much about me. The one thing that connects all of us is change, right? And so I think that I'm realizing that as much as I love to make money, I also need to do the things that bring me joy. And this podcast brings me joy on top of the 5 million other secret projects that I'm working on that you guys will know about very soon. But I think it's time to make sure that we really prioritize those things. So, for example, the podcast right now is once a month, and the way that I kind of tackle it is that I use kind of the whole month to really write out and think about what I want to write, but then I'm like rushing to record and only giving myself like a few days from when I want to record to when I want the episode to go live. And I'm realizing, like, no, I shouldn't rush this process, right? I should take my time. So now I am writing a little bit quicker, but I am also taking my time through recording. Sometimes I'll walk away, record something, come back, or I'll re-record. You know, like, I just really want to make sure that I'm taking my time. I also have a fantastic audio editor now who is helping me with the show. So making sure that you're not only dedicating more time, but also providing more resources for yourself. I think another way to upgrade your life and make your journey more first class feeling is creating a team, creating a tribe, creating resources to help you execute the things that you want to do. Okay. Number three on the list is that I want to travel more. I mean, I'm already very much a wanderlust hoe. Like, I stay on a plane, but I want to explore new places and collect memories, like, on another level. So something I started doing is that I've decided that I'm going to buy local art to every city that I go to. So when I went to Nice, I found a Parisian local artist from the south of France who did this beautiful painting that I now have in my bathroom, actually. And it's something that I think you travel and you go and you take the pictures and you do the boomerangs and you have the stories to tell, but it's like, I didn't have anything tangible. I didn't have anything that I can like hold in my hand that reminded me of the place. And so I love art, and so I said, you know what, why not? Let's kind of make this a thing for 2025, is that we're going to travel more, but we're also going to collect actual memories, and I'm going to collect art. Last but not least on my fave four is number four, which is I want to remind myself of my self-worth every single day. The challenging part here is the everyday part, y'all. I am somebody who is very, very, very anal. I am very like the details, the devil's in the details, and I will dissect and dissect and dissect and dissect something, including myself, over and over and over again. Even with this podcast, I've been trying to not even get into the whole re-recording of it all. I'm like, no, you know what? Like, just say the things that you want to say. Like, just get it off your chest, sis. Like, say it with your chest. But I say all of that to say, like, I have a hard time reminding myself of the good. I have a hard time reminding myself of how far I've come and how true I have been to myself and how authentic I have been to myself, especially in creating this podcast. So that's something that I really want to work on, especially, like I said, in this first 30 to 60, 90, but just something that I kind of want to carry through for the rest of the year is that finding ways to remind myself of my self-worth every single day. So I don't know if you guys are Being Mary Jane fans, was an incredible show on BET by Mara Brock-Akil, which starred the incredible and beautiful Gabrielle Union. If you have not watched, I believe it's on Netflix or Paramount Plus or somewhere, please stream it. But I am Being Mary Jane. Being Mary Jane is Stephen London. If you ever wanted to know what my life looks like and who I really am, please watch that show. But one of the things that she always did was that she had a quote or some type of reminder on a sticky note that she would put around her house, specifically on her mirrors in the morning, and it would serve as an affirmation. So I'm going to take a stab at that. I'm actually going to get on Amazon today, order a post-it note, order a really good pen. If you know, you know, I need a good pen. And I'm just going to write down some quotes and some affirmations and just kind of some positive things about myself or things that will make me think positive of myself. And I'm just going to put them around my house and around my mirror, or maybe put them in a bowl and pick out of a bowl every single day and read it out to myself. Just something to remind myself of how good life is and how good we truly have it. All right, it's time to bring this train into the station and wrap things up. Wow, you guys, I can't believe that this has been another episode of Never Always Changing. And guess what? It's 2025. We made it. We did it. We're here and we're here together. And if you are listening to this, even in a new year, I want to say thank you. This project has really been nothing but an incredible journey for me to add to my train. And as I continue to navigate where I'm heading in my route and my journey, I'm so grateful for all of you who have decided to join this train and this process and this podcast. It has been super helpful to me, so hopefully it will do the same for you. I want to read out loud what I wrote down for my outro originally, because I think it really summarizes exactly what I want the takeaway for this episode to be, which is, as you kick off this new year, I want you to remember the train you're on is yours to navigate. I want you to be okay with the passengers who have stepped off. I want you to stop waiting for the ones who said they come and have not. And I want you to trust that your track is leading you exactly where you are meant to go. That's it. And I want to also close with a couple of reflection prompts for you to take into this week, or even maybe think about as you work on your 30, 60, 90 plan. The first one I want you to do is that I want you to stop right now and think about, what station are you currently at right now? Where is your train situated? Where is your train sitting? There's a lot going on in the world. Political times are hard. The economy is hard. The holidays aren't the best times for a lot of people. And so coming out of that can also be tough. And so I want you to take a moment to take a deep breath. And I want you to think about where your train is right now. And what's the next stop? What's the next stop on your train? What do you need to do to get your train to the next stop? Who needs to come off right now? Who needs to get on right now? If stand clear of the closing doors. Like if the train is given that, what's in the way? I'll share something really personal. I have been holding the train doors forcibly open for a very long time on a particular situation. Over the holidays, I decided that it was time for me to move my foot from the closing doors and let this train leave the station without this person. And it was a very, very hard decision. I mean, if I'm being honest, I'm still sitting here like kind of like grappling with the fact that this person is no longer getting on this train. But the beauty of it all has been knowing that where I am heading, it is so beautiful. My dream destination is so close that I can see it. It's almost kind of like if you live in New York and you know when you're like on a train that's about to go from underground to like above ground stations, and you can kind of start to see the light kind of fill up this dark tunnel slowly but surely as your train is coming outside. That's exactly how I feel right now about 2025. In a very optimistic, beautiful, positive kind of way, I feel really good about where I'm at and where I'm going. And that is more important than who doesn't get on or who needs to get off or whatever. Don't let the minutia of it all get in the way of your journey and where you're heading. So I want you to remember that. And then a few other prompts. What's one goal from last year that you're carrying into 2024? I think a lot of times we're like, oh, New Year's resolution, New Year, new me. No, girl, this is New Year, same me. It's the name of the episode for a reason. So what's one goal from last year that you're also going to bring with you into this year? And how are you going to accomplish it? How are you going to take it to the next level? Sometimes goals can be brought back to the table if you're adding a new challenge or a new level to it. So how are you leveling up that goal that you didn't accomplish from last year? And how are you going to get it done? Use that 30, 60, 90 days, honey, to figure that out. And then lastly, I challenge you to think about, what's one thing that you're ready to leave behind as you move forward? What is something that needs to come off your train, girl? What is one thing you need to take off? This, if you bought a basic economy ticket, you know you cannot bring on no carry-on luggage, girl. You know that you only have a personal bag. And what I want you to realize, really, is that you need to start treating yourself like it's first class season, okay? I want you to know that you're able to not only access the priority lane and boarding, and that two bags fly free, checked bag, okay? And you can bring the carry-on and the personal. But there's also Prosecco when you sit down waiting for you. So the only way that you're going to get there is if you deal with the baggage. The only way that you're going to get to the first class seat, if you realize for yourself that basic economy is not it anymore. Okay. And so part of that is understanding who needs to get off, what needs to be removed, what is no longer serving you, what no longer makes sense. Maybe the next stop shouldn't be the next stop. Maybe we should bypass that. Maybe this train is not going express. Do you understand what I'm trying to say here? Okay. So lean into that, you guys. This is your year. This is your opportunity. It's the year of you. Claim it. Speak it into existence. I speak it into yours in this podcast. And it's definitely the year of Stephen London. I could tell you that, honey. I am recharged. I am rejuvenated. This 30 and 60, 90 days only going to be probably even more incredible. What's going to come after these 90 days from a project level, I cannot wait to share with you guys. But I just want to say thank you so, so much for tuning in to this episode of Never Always Changing. If you enjoyed today's conversation, do not forget to subscribe and share with a friend. Let's keep this train moving and navigate the journey together. Cheers to staying true to you, and cheers to the ride in your ahead. I love you so much for listening, and I'll see you and hear you and listen to you and read you and all those things very, very soon in the next episode of Never Always Changing. Love you. Bye.